Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
On this brisk morning. And welcome to any visitors who haven't been here for a while or are returning. Lovely to see. So welcome. I'd like to read to you from Psalm 18, verses 30 and 31 as our call to worship this morning. This is David after he's had victory over Saul. What a God you are. Your path for me has been perfect. All your promises have proven true. What a secure shelter for all those who turn to hide themselves in you. You are the wraparound God giving grace to me. Could there be any other God like you? You are the only God to be worshipped, for there is not a more secure foundation to build my life upon than you. Let's sing "It Is Well With My Soul." pray. Lord, thank you that it is well with our soul. Thank you that you've given us the ability to praise you, that you've built that into us, to know more of who you are and who you've created us to be. Lord, thank you for the people who have gone before us who knew this truth, like Horatio Spafford, who wrote that hymn. Lord, in Psalm 18, David wrote about you making his life complete when he placed all the pieces before you. You gave him a fresh start. Thank you that you do this still. Lord, in the next wee moment, we take some time to bring you the pieces of our lives, all of the bits that might be a bit broken, the things that we're good at, the things that we're proud of, the things that you're doing in our lives, even bits that we're not aware that we're holding back. Lord, help us to give all of those bits to you now in this time. Lord, thank you that David didn't take you for granted. He tried not to miss anything he did. Lord, give us eyes to see and ears to hear the things that you're saying and doing, and not be blind to your ways. Lord, then along with David, we can say that you rewrote the text of our lives when we opened the book of our heart to your eyes. Lord, thank you that Jesus paid for any and everything that we've done or haven't done that's not pure or holy in your sight. Thank you for the truth that when we confess our sins, you are holy and just, and you purify us from any unrighteousness. Lord, thank you that you've cleaned us and you've made us bright and shining in your power and your strength. Lord, thank you for who you've created us to be. Thank you for all that you're doing in each and every one of us gathered here, and your plans are good. Lord, thank you that 400 odd years ago, a man called Thomas Benton, he knew your truth. Thank you for these words, that in yourself you have all power to defend us, all wisdom to direct us, all mercy to pardon us, and all grace to enrich us. Thank you for these truths. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the notices today, it's Queen's birthday, so everybody's got a holiday tomorrow except farmers. Also, today is a mission day, and in a moment I'll get Judy to come. There's also a shared lunch after service today. If you haven't bought anything, don't worry, because I've seen heaps out there already. So please come and join us. And I'm sure there's something else I've probably forgotten, but I'll invite Judy to come.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Over this last week, I've done a catch-up email to all our missionaries, and the feedback always is how much they appreciate our prayer and our support from the individuals and from our church. So that's fantastic. So today, it's our focus again. I've included information in the newsletters to pray for, but we're going to also do it collectively. The response from the Johnsons is that we've got a YouTube video that they've done for us because we can't publish anything for them at the moment because of the situation in Burkina Faso. So that's why we're playing just a YouTube video in church this morning rather than giving them more information. And the Campbells contacted me yesterday, so the update will come for them during the week. So Joe, if we watch the Johnsons and see what video they've presented for us. Can you see there, Hayden? Yeah, great.
It might be in sound. I've misplaced the soundboard during the week, but that's okay. It's just a music background anyway. So, and if you're nearer the back, you might hear it. We'll turn up the sound loud on the.
Thanks, Joe.
Jesus.
sheets, so if you want to just form yourselves into groups for the pray. This is a simple pot on music as well, but it's form into your groups. Just even if you want to, just two or three is fine. Even if you want to pray in your own is fine. So let's just form over the arrow. And pray, of course, for the Johnstons and the believers that are now more than ever on their own. Missionaries haven't to move on sections. So, everybody, let's pray.
Thank you.
Churches that are going to be left behind for the missionaries movement. That you'll strengthen the young leaders in the areas and the countries in China and in Malaysia and Moali and in Burkina Faso as missionaries are moving out of areas. That you'll lay these fellow brothers and sisters always on our hearts and in our prayers so that we continually uphold them as they uphold us too. Thank you.
Thanks, Judy, for all that extra work that you've gone through as well. We've received our offering. Anyone else? No? Well, shall we sing to these people? Pray for these people while I give out the goodies. Thanks, Leanne.
I'll pray for somebody before I stand here. Thank you, Lord, for Jono and for another birthday and another year. Lord, I pray that you bless him and all that he's involved with. And Lord, that you watch over him and you keep him well with this winter and the year ahead. And Lord, that he just continues to grow and know you more in his world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we thank you for Steve and all that he does. Thank you for who he is and what he does up the valley and in partnership with Judy. Lord, I pray that this year would be a special one for him and what you're doing, and that you'd teach him new things. And he'd be able to look back on his birthday and go, wow, thanks God for all that you've done. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.